You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Biden administration is announcing plans to invest almost $93 million to create jobs and reduce energy costs in rural Wisconsin. The USDA's Julie Lassa says the money will go directly to farmers, business owners, and power cooperatives. Biden was in Wisconsin last month to talk up his administration's rural energy initiatives. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering the governor's expansive partial veto power. The High Court heard oral arguments yesterday over Governor Evers' veto last year that increased public school spending for 400 years. Justice Jill Karofsky.
This does concern me, where we have a legal scholar and he's looking at all 50 states and he's saying, Wisconsin, we don't think you're doing this right. There ought to be some limitations.
The court will hand down a written ruling in a few months. A new Quinnipiac poll finds Donald Trump with a slight lead in Wisconsin. 48% of likely voters support the Republican and 46% back Democrat Kamala Harris. With a margin of error of plus or minus 3 percentage points, the race is pretty much still a tie. The same poll gives Tammy Baldwin a 4-point lead over Eric Hovde. A record high number of adults with disabilities have jobs in Wisconsin, more than 178,000 as of last year. Melinda Craig is a disability employment specialist. She says workers with disabilities seem to have better luck finding jobs with small businesses.
We do find that it's a little more difficult to connect with those bigger companies to encourage them to hire individuals with disabilities.
October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. The mice are so bad right now on Rock Island State Park off the tip of Door County that the remote spot is now closed to camping for the rest of the season. A massive infestation is reportedly chewing through tents, shoes, and even plastic storage bins. DNR wardens suspect mild weather last winter helped the mouse population on the island explode. Wisconsin's newest license plates are raising money for the International Crane Foundation. The plates were designed by Wisconsin artist Jay Jokum. They feature a sandhill crane and a whooping crane. The Crane Foundation gets a tax-deductible $25 gift with each new plate and annual sticker renewal. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wood County has seen 21 confirmed cases of whooping cough or pertussis since July 30th. 13 of those cases have occurred during the last month or so. If you or your child develops a cough after known contact with a positive pertussis case, you should see your doctor to get tested and start on antibiotics. Whooping cough begins with cold-like symptoms that develop into a serious cough that can last for several months. You can find out more at dhs.wisconsin.gov or talk to your doctor. There's a free vaccination clinic in Portage County on Saturday. The Portage County Health and Human Services Division of Public Health will provide free flu and Tdap vaccinations from 9 to noon at 3349 Church Street in Stevens Point. You can make an appointment by calling 715-345-5350. A canine team from the Wood County Sheriff's Department receives the Meritus Article Find Award. Lieutenant Brandon Christensen and Canine Bingo recovered a stolen firearm from an area where children play in Port Edwards. The police chief requested their help on February 14th of this year. The investigation revealed the firearm may have been hidden in a wooden area near the walking path between the two schools in the village. Lieutenant Christensen and Bingo found the firearm in a gun case buried in the leaves under the trunk of an uprooted tree. Chief Scott Drew nominated them for the award. The Fall Community Bike Ride happens next Wednesday. The River Riders Bike Share will host the ride with Wood County Sheriff Becker on October 16th. The ride starts at 5 p.m. Bring your own bike and helmet or rent them from the River Riders at the White Sands Beach parking lot. You have two opportunities today to attend the open house for the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Master Plan. The first is at the Ground Up Coffee House from 8 to 10, and this evening you can join them at B's Tap House from 5 to 7. On Friday, the open house will again be at Ground Up from 8 to 10 a.m. The team wants to hear your feedback and ideas about the plan. Farmers in Wisconsin and across the country will likely face a loss this year. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's September 2024 farm income forecast shows a decrease of almost 5%. Reasons for the shortfall include a drop in demand for household produce, a wet early summer making plant growth difficult, and changes in finding farm workers. Those income projections may lead to a $6.5 billion loss for farmers across the country and will likely cause many to tighten spending until next spring. Work begins today at Walden Park, and they're looking for volunteers. The installation of the native vegetative mat begins today at 9 a.m. All skill levels are needed, so don't think you can't be helpful. If you haven't volunteered at the park before, you'll need to fill out a volunteer form at the Rome Town Hall before coming to the park on 9th Avenue. They'll be working on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. and going until 4. You'll want to come prepared with gloves, drinks, water, snacks, and lunch. There are no restrooms at the park, so be prepared to drive to Quick Trip. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center is holding their Art on Tap fundraiser on October 12th. It will be from 5:30 to 8:30 on Saturday at their location on 8th Street South. You can sample home brews by Rapid River Mashmasters and hear live music by the Antoinettes and Ben Shatek. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the LA Lakers in a preseason matchup at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. The Bucks' new shooting guard, Gary Trent Jr., says he's okay after suffering a hyperextended elbow against Detroit. How's it going?
We've been pretty good, being proactive about getting back on the floor. We had a good practice today, and our goal is to continue to keep building through the preseason.
College football, the Badgers have their final practice before flying to New Jersey to take on Rutgers. Wisconsin is 3-2, Rutgers 4-1. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Cardinals. The only player to miss practice, defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt with an ankle injury. Back at practice, wide receiver Romeo Dobbs. Matt LaFleur on having to suspend Dobbs last weekend.
You never want to get to that point. And that's why I think, you know, one thing that's so important for all of us involved is you got to communicate.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There have been whispers over the years in Hollywood that Halle Berry and Billy Bob Thornton had actual sex during the filming of Monsters Ball. Berry appeared on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast to officially state that she and Thornton did not have sex during the filming, adding that Thornton was married to Angelina Jolie at the time. Billy Bob also denied rumors in 2012 on a different podcast. Berry became the first black woman to win a Best Actress Oscar for her performance in the 2001 film. Pretending to enjoy sex with Billy Bob probably really stood out. Misfit singer Chapel Roan called her high school theater teacher the B word on stage. Roan is apparently still salty that she got kicked out of the theater club in high school. Since then, her legion of social media followers came to her defense and share their own horrible relationships with high school theater teachers being mean and kicking kids out of theater programs across the globe. Look inward, Chapel and followers. Maybe you're just really bad actors. It's always fun when A-listers with good track records team up on a movie project. Deadline reports that Christopher Nolan's next film will be at Universal, the same studio behind Oppenheimer, a film that took home multiple Oscars and made almost $1 billion worldwide. Oppenheimer actor Matt Damon is rumored to play the lead. Like all Nolan projects, the plot of the film is a big secret, but the film is expected to start shooting in 2025 and will have an IMAX release July 17, 2026. Jenna Fischer just disclosed that she was diagnosed with breast cancer last fall, but is now cancer-free. Fischer played Pam Beasley on The Office for the run of the show and decided to go public with her cancer struggle this month, given that she was diagnosed in October 2023. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. She is using her platform to encourage all women to get their routine mammograms, saying if she had waited another 6 months, it might have been too late. Good advice. Grief can affect people in different ways. When Lisa Marie Presley lost her only son, Benjamin, in 2020, she literally could not say goodbye. CNN Entertainment reports that Lisa Marie, Elvis's only child, kept her son's body at home for 2 months after his death. Presley's memoir, From Here to the Great Unknown, was published posthumously. Lisa Marie passed away in January of 2023. Her memoir was completed by her daughter, actress Riley Keough, who used tapes that her mother had made to complete the work. Keough says there are no laws in the state of California California that state a body needs to be buried immediately, so they kept Benjamin's body on ice in a room where the temperature had to be 55 degrees. She also says that Lisa Marie wanted to do this because Elvis's body was kept at their home after he died of a heart attack when he was 42, which allowed Lisa Marie to take her time and say a proper goodbye. Lisa Marie Presley and Benjamin Presley were both buried with Elvis at Graceland Cemetery. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 50s tomorrow, mid-70s. After that, we're going to cool down. 61 Saturday, showers, 53 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.